To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mar, we saw you over in the corner there. How would you just kind of describe your level of frustration at this point?
Through the roof. We shouldn't have, I feel like Thanksgiving game, we shouldn't have lost that game. You know, turnovers, unfortunately. But this one here is like, I don't know what happened.
That's Lamar Jackson, our quarterback review. We talked about this guy during the break when we heard the highlight. I don't understand the emptiest feeling. One of the emptiest feelings for me is seeing the game ending, a one possession game ending, Mike Preston on a sack. That's an empty feeling, man.
Yeah,
you walk away like, okay, I feel like I was cheated.
Yeah, no, you just got to chuck it up. And I thought, okay, Mark Andrews, that's where you're going with this because he's the guy. And throw it up to him. But I understand what he was doing because he's trying to make a play. That's been their best play for the last 3 or 4 years. Lamar running around and finding something and making a play. I get it, but in that situation with 9 seconds left, you go back. You got no TOs left. Just throw the ball and see what happens.
See, here's the problem I have. And you heard Tony Romo said, I think, a couple of snaps prior to that. You don't have enough time to run around. As soon as he realized there was nothing there, you get outside the pocket and you throw it out of bounds. You have two or three seconds left. You got a chance for another play. You're not even in chuck it up territory yet. Roll out of the pocket, get it out, throw it to the line of scrimmage out of bounds. You got 2 or 3 seconds. Another play.
Yeah, that's what Romo said.
It's not like basketball where you got to get the shot off before the clock goes zero. Yeah. No, get the ball snapped before it goes zero, and then you can run around.
Run for 20 seconds.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's the thing that got me. He wasn't even in chuck it up territory. He was in get another play territory.
Romo said throw it quick out. They were at the 30. That's chuck it up. That's what you got. He was at the pit 30. Right? He was at the
Ravens. No, he was on his side of the field. Yeah, he was on his side of the field.
And which play? Which
the last play of the game? They hadn't crossed Pittsburgh side yet, had they?
Yeah, they were in the Pittsburgh
30. Oh, they were? Okay.
Yeah, they were at the Pittsburgh 30. Okay. You chuck it up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I would
do. But, I mean, you still had time to
get another play.
You had time to even, if you could, I'd have to see the setup again, to take the 9 yards on the sideline, the 10 yards if they're off, and then take your 20-yard, 15-yard shot if you get the intermediate. But, yeah, I mean, you can't take a sack at the end of the game.
No,
I mean, he knows that from when impossible. He first started playing.
That's impossible.
Yeah. I mean, that's what Romo suggested. Quick hit. He goes, it's what I would do. Quick hit.
Yeah, it was Romo, right? I thought it was Romo saying it, like, yeah, get your 2 quick hits. And even he's saying, oh, you can't take a sack here. Everybody knows that.
Another thing I didn't understand that last drive, they were taking a lot of time in between plays.
People were talking about you're down 2 scores and you're huddling up.
A lot of time, man. I'm like, do we not have 3 plays already called?
Forget the huddle. They were running guys in motion. It's like, no, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Just put them in the spot and let's go. Yeah. You can't have guys going across the formation. Go, 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 go.
I thought they wasted a lot of time on that last drive just doing nothing. A lot of idle time.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson, 19 to 35, 219, 1 touchdown, 1 interception, passer rate of 71. I'm disappointed, man. I am. I'm at the point now, Ed, where I'm disappointed. His last 5 performances?
Mm-hmm.
Is it 5 now?
It's 5.
Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
What are we doing? Do you not give a care? Seriously.
Yeah. No, it's a thing because, you know, the stat sheet doesn't tell the tale. You know, he didn't have a great day. He had 219 yards passing, but he had 43 yards on the ground, a touchdown rushing, a touchdown throwing. His decision-making was terrible. Just decisions were just like, you mentioned the missed Bateman, you know, as the deep threat. When he's in the same, you know, perspective view, he's there. They threw the ball at Henry's feet when he was wide open on a swing pass. Nobody in front of him but green grass. There were just so many of those where it's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And then taking the sack at the end. Like, no. Can't do that.
That was just a kick in the nuts. That was. 410-583-1057 is the number. Dante in Baltimore. What's up, Dante?
Good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Not good, man. I had an opportunity to go to the game yesterday, and it was horrible. I got three quick questions.
You got lucky.
Hopefully. You said I got lucky?
Yeah.
I appreciate it. The first thing is, man, I'm glad, Rob, you finally admitted it, because like you said, you was all honest. You never really talked bad about Lamar. But his decision-making been bad for a long time. That's one. Two, do y'all think with the officiating, would they ever, like, lower the age requirements? You know what I mean? Because I think the game is a little too fast for them sometimes. It's just a curious question out of curiosity.
Here's the problem, though. Here's the problem. Let's say you have a bunch of old 20, young 30-year-olds officiating. How much experience do they have before they get to the National Football League?
Young, probably 40s, 50s, not that young, man. You know, you definitely want somebody like how they got now. They normally use, like, judges and lawyers and stuff, right?
Yeah.
People who are supposed to have integrity or something. They ain't got to be 65, 70. You
know, I don't see too many of those.
There's a lot of fit officials right now.
Yeah, I don't see too many of them old guys anymore. Okay. Yeah,
I don't think that's the answer, because there's people reviewing these plays, no matter what their age, they don't have to run around with them. But it is a thing, because just the two we mentioned before, that's 11 points. That call on the field goal, all right, you make the field goal, but now it's a touchdown. On an erroneous call, that's a 4-point swing. And then you take the likely play, that's 7 points. That's 11 points right there the officials took away from us.
But the reason why I said late 20s, early 30s, because what he said, 40s and 50s, that's what they are.
Yeah, and they're in good shape.
They're in good shape, yeah. That's why I went so young, because what he's requesting is what we already have. Mike in Baltimore, what's up, man?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well, man. Thanks for coming Saturday, man.
Oh, no problem, man. I'm pretty much, this is it for me. I'm always with my team when I lose, but I'm cashing it in this season, man. I mean, the officiating, of course, it was terrible, but we do so much to hurt ourselves. I mean, we shoot ourselves in the foot so much, you know, that, you know, anything to get from the officials is extra. But, man, I'm done. So I'm pretty much giving up on the Ravens this year. I'm becoming a Panthers fan.
Not Carolina. There you go, there. Oh, Rosedale Panthers. There you go.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, man.
Nah, man, they didn't cover. Had to come back and win a game.
Told you that was a good basketball team. You didn't listen to me.
You invited me out to that game for you guys, like, to just wait the whole time for you guys to try to come back and win? I ain't trying to sweat. I want bets that win in the first half. Like, I ain't sweating it.
Wait a minute. So I got a question for you.
Yeah.
What grade would you give Rob coaching that game?
I mean, they won, so I'm not going to ding him much, but I'd say like a D.
A D?
Yeah. Like, it was the players that really stepped up.
Jeremy's right. D. For Ds.
Oh man!
Oh, it was an exciting basketball game. Way too exciting.
We're with you, wintertime.
That's right. That's right.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.